And then that kind of a tree that grows up in the mountains, because practically the only place you see them, they have flowers.
And oh, dogwood trees?
Or
oh, the locust? No. Laurel. Oh, the redbud tree.
Well, the redbud tree, and then how about the laurel? The mountain laurel.
A mountain laurel. We have a little of it here, but I think through the Smokies,
yeah.
It's a bush.
It's more of a bush. Well, that's what I was wanting to find out. What the laurel, you know, is the laurel and ivy, are they similar? You think of ivy and laurel?
No, I don't.
And how about the kind of thing they have at Rome Mountain, they have a festival.
That's the Rodinian Festival, yeah. Yes.
And then these big trees there have the things that look like they have big white flowers and shiny leaves. They always talk about them.
Oh, magnolia.
Yeah. Now, do they ever call that tree anything else?
Not here.
Cucumber tree.
No.
Talk about the man you married to, you say, I must ask my
husband.
And say, you say, I must ask my
wife.
And a woman whose husband is dead is a.
A
woman whose husband is dead.
Oh, is a widow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the people who raised you were your.
Parents.
And your. The male parent was your.
Father.
And the female.
Mother.
And what did you call your mother and father when you were a
mother
child?
And dad.
Okay. Did you ever call them anything else when you were growing up?
Never.
And how about their parents?
Mama and Papa, and Ma'am and Daddy.
Now, and what? And that's what they called their parents. Now, what did you call their parents?
Mama and Gran-Ann, and Mamu and Gran-Ann.
Okay. Now, were those different people, or did you use all of those?
I called my grandfathers the same.
Nickname.
I call my grandmother's different.
I see. Now the thing you put a baby in, it has four wheels and a hood on it.
Buggy.
And then you'd say, I'm going to what the baby?
I'm going to push the baby.
Or, you know, would you use something about like roll, wheel, or ride, or air? Any of those sounds?
Well, let's see. I'm going to take the baby for a ride.
Okay. Now, but if you're going to use it as a verb, would you say ride the baby?
No, I'm going to push the baby. It's what I always say.
Okay. And then your male offspring would be a son.
Yes.
And female would be a
daughter.
And she wouldn't be a boy, but a
girl.
And a woman who assists in the birth of a child.
It's a midwife.
Okay. Any other names for that that you can...
Not that I know of.
Okay. And a woman who's about to have a baby, you'd say she is...
Expecting.
Yeah. Or any other expressions that...
Well, sometimes people say she's ready there's one people use buy a baby or, I've forgotten.
Did you ever hear foot broke?
No.
Or broke a foot?
No.
That's on here, and I just, I've never, if a boy has facial features very much like his father, you'd say the boy.
Looks like his daddy.
And if would you use something like favors, takes after, or?
Favors, or we used a lot of times say he's a spitting image.
Yeah, okay, now what if he has his father's behavior? He behaves much.
He acts like his dad.
Okay, and you say, woman had a hard life, she, six children.
I just say she had six children.
And then she...
Raised them.
Yeah, and a child born out of wedlock is a...
Just an illegitimate child.
Yeah, now that's what I mean, an illegitimate child. But what terms are used for that? Have you ever heard any slang expressions for that?
Well, of course, a lot of people say bastard child, and I've never used that term. I don't like that term.
How about a term with colt in it?
No.
Ever heard Woods colt or Catch?
Oh, yes. I have heard that, and it's Woods colt.
Woods colt.
Right.
Okay.